Why do you keep checking your phone even when you know there's nothing new? Why did that argument with your uncle about politics only make him dig in harder? These aren't random quirks. They're systematic glitches in how your mind processes reality. Our brains evolved not for truth, but for survival, and the shortcuts that kept our ancestors alive now lead us astray in ways both fascinating and frustrating. Understanding these mental blind spots isn't just intellectually interesting, it's essential for navigating a world designed to exploit them. Self-control depletes like a phone battery with each decision, resisted temptation, and suppressed emotion. When researchers made college students feel socially rejected, they consumed twice as many cookies as accepted peers. Social exclusion drains the mental fuel needed for self-regulation. The classic experiment? Hungry participants sat with fresh-baked cookies and radishes. Some resisted cookies while eating only radishes, others faced no restriction. Afterward, everyone tackled impossible puzzles. Cookie resistors quit dramatically faster, proving each act of self-control, choosing salad over fries, staying silent in meetings, forcing exercise, makes the next decision harder. Social rejection accelerates this depletion. When ostracized, your brain essentially asks, why follow rules if nobody cares? Research suggests glucose is the depleted substance. Judges grant more paroles after meals. People perform better on self-control tasks after consuming real sugar versus artificial sweeteners. This explains why Monday's ambitious goals collapse into Friday's pizza binge. It's not weakness, it's biology. Understanding this changes strategy. Schedule important decisions for mornings, reduce unnecessary choices, and stop self-blame for being human. Ever wondered why scary movies and theme parks make such effective first dates? In 1974, researchers stationed an attractive woman on two bridges, one terrifying and swaying, one solid and safe. She offered her phone number to men crossing each bridge. 50% of men from the scary bridge called her later, compared to just 12.5% from the safe bridge. The men on the dangerous bridge experienced racing hearts and sweaty palms from fear. But when they encountered an attractive woman while physiologically aroused, their brains misattributed these sensations to attraction. Your mind interprets bodily signals to understand emotions and often misidentifies the true source. Lab experiments confirm this. Men expecting painful electric shocks rated women significantly more attractive than those expecting mild tingles. This explains why couples who tackle difficult challenges together, rock climbing, escape rooms, volunteering in stressful situations, report feeling closer afterward. The buzz from overcoming obstacles strengthens bonds more powerfully than simply spending time together. When happy, you think, that cupcake made me happy, not my brain chemistry is producing happiness sensations. This reveals a profound blindness. We consistently misunderstand our emotional lives. Your brain's agency detection system instinctively attributes emotions to external sources rather than internal processes, like hearing rustling leaves and imagining tigers rather than wind. This becomes problematic with effective forecasting, predicting future emotions. We overestimate both positive and negative outcomes' emotional impact. Classic research found lottery winners and paralysis victims showed surprisingly similar happiness levels within months. Why? Your psychological immune system heals emotional damage remarkably well, yet we suffer from immune neglect, blindness to our own resilience. Even more fascinating is subjective optimization, which forces you to see your current life as the best possible outcome. Students who permanently surrendered photographs loved their remaining photo more than students given time to reconsider. Unchangeable situations activate this mechanism, making permanent decisions feel better than reversible ones. This explains why endless modern choices may actually hamper happiness. Our ancestors' limited options developed psychological mechanisms to cope with whatever life dealt them, while today's abundance undermines our psychological immune system's ability to make us content. Contradictory evidence rarely changes deeply held beliefs. It often strengthens them. When conservatives read corrections about no WMDs in Iraq, many became more convinced they existed. This backfire effect occurs because we protect beliefs through narrative scripts that confirm what we want to believe. We ask different questions depending on what we want. Can I believe this? For desired conclusions versus must I believe this? For unwelcome ones. When Obama released his birth certificate, skeptics scrutinized its timing and format, becoming more convinced of conspiracy. Contradictory evidence becomes proof of cover-up. Online arguments amplify this effect. Each side's evidence strengthens opponents' convictions. Social media algorithms filter content to match existing views, making confirmation bias nearly inescapable. Future media may personalize based on your preferences and mood, ensuring your beliefs never face challenge. The question isn't whether you're susceptible, it's whether you'll recognize it in yourself. Picture a college classroom where you're completely lost while everyone nods along. You assume you're alone in your confusion. The twist? Most classmates feel identical, each believing they're the only one struggling. This is pluralistic ignorance, when the majority mistakenly believes the majority holds views only a minority actually holds. A Princeton study revealed this with alcohol. Most students privately opposed campus drinking culture, but assumed everyone else endorsed it. When the university banned beer kegs, protesters appeared to represent majority views, further isolating the silent actual majority who supported the ban. Fear of social punishment drives this phenomenon, like in The Emperor's New Clothes. The solution? Public discourse. Whatever shame you feel is shared by millions. Comedians shatter pluralistic ignorance by voicing forbidden thoughts audiences secretly share. Another illusion compounds this. You believe you understand others better than they understand you, and better than they understand themselves. This illusion of asymmetric insight drives tribal thinking. The 1954 Robbers Cave experiment demonstrated this when 22 boys divided into groups quickly escalated from friendly rivalry to burning flags and combat with rock-filled socks. When describing ourselves, we reference internal states. When describing others, we focus on observable actions. Research shows that explaining complex political positions in detail reveals our own ignorance, typically moderating extreme views. True understanding requires recognizing our biases and the complexity in those we oppose. Your brain isn't broken. It's working exactly as evolution designed it. The problem is that the world has changed faster than your neural wiring. These mental shortcuts that once ensured survival now lead you astray in predictable ways. You'll never eliminate these biases completely, but awareness itself is transformative. When you feel your willpower depleting, schedule important decisions strategically. When your heart races around someone attractive, question whether it's genuine connection or misattributed arousal. When facts make you defensive, recognize the backfire effect operating in real time. The most powerful realization? Everyone around you is navigating the same glitchy mental software. That person you're arguing with online, that family member with incomprehensible political views, they're experiencing the same illusions from different angles. This shifts the question from, why are they so stupid, to what psychological mechanisms are we both experiencing? Start small. Notice when you're following norms you don't believe in. Question why your emotions shift dramatically based on context. Examine whether you're really understanding others or just projecting. Each moment of recognition represents a small victory over your brain's automatic processes. You are now less dumb, not because you've eliminated these biases, but because you've seen them operating. In a world increasingly designed to exploit these mental glitches, that awareness might be the most valuable tool you possess.